This morning, we are looking at how debate is helping children in South Sudan speak with confidence, learn about national issues, and also build leadership skills from an early age.
Now, the Clay 2 Junior Debate Championship was recently held across four payams in Juba, namely Kator, Juba, Munuki, and Rajab. Well, the championship brought together 40 primary schools under the slogan Speak, Learn, Lead.
Yes, indeed. Now, the initiative reached about 6,400 children, including girls, boys and children with disabilities, and gave pupils a platform to discuss important issues such as human rights, child protection and education, and also child labor.
The competition ended with the grand final at the National Parliament on 17th April 2026, where pupils presented their ideas before national leaders, education officials, teachers, parents and community stakeholders.
Now, to help us know more about this event, we're joined by four guests in the studio. First, we have Annette Atim, who host of the Kulia 2 Junior Debate Championship. We also have Molati Conrad, a co-host of the event, plus we have Hilda Henry, a pupil and a winner of the championship. And finally, we welcome Stephen Kanser, teacher of the winning pupils. Good morning, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning.
Well, let's begin with Annette. Annette, let us begin with you. What inspired the Kulia 2 Junior Debate Championship, and what was the main goal behind the slogan, Speak, Learn, Lead?
Good morning, such an honor being in the studio today. Good morning, our listeners once more. My name is Annette Atim, working for Hold a Child. I'm the host for this Kulia 2, and Kulia 2 Terebia Aletva, Nurturing Them Well, is a liberation of Hold a Child. It's a confession that sustainable child development cannot be delivered to communities. It must be shaped by them.
Right.
It's our call for families, caregivers, youth, local leaders to reclaim, build social trust and raise resilient generations. Kulia Debate Championship, that's our 2026 edition. It was a citywide learning and leadership competition that contributes to building of children's critical thinking, public speaking and civic engagement, improving young voices while fostering teamwork, confidence and peaceful dialogue in schools across Juba.
Right.
You talked about the slogan, Speak, Learn, Lead. It reflects this journey empowering children to speak with confidence, learn through engagement and grow into responsible leaders capable of driving positive change in their community and the country at large.
Right. Thank you so much, Atim, for that. Let me bring Molati Conrad on board. Well, the championship moved from school-level debates to zonal competitions, semifinals, and then the finals at the National Parliament. How was the process organized?
Yeah, thank you so much. Greetings to listeners. We organized this championship, event. We connived with Minister of Education and Instruction,
mm-hmm.
Introduced us to the PIAM level education, and they had to. These schools have been categorized in. They're grouped in blocks where we had a Juba block, Manuki, Rajaf, and Kator. We have our trainers that organized prepared these pupils with the patrons, school patrons. They trained them, and these people had to compete themselves. The PIAM had to compete themselves until we got the best winners of the PIAM. Yeah, from there we had the best winners to compete in Parliament,
right,
on 17th, where we had a guest of honor as a Right Honorable Speaker of the Parliament.
Mm.
So what lessons were learned along the way?
Yes, we learned that the community was that the schools were responding positively. The children were so excited of the program, mm-hmm. were excited of moving from PIAM to PIAM, and also interaction with different schools. And also, we learned that the teachers, the patrons also need more training on this level of debate. And also, we learned that the debate, if at all organized well, should be organized nationwide.
All right, let me bring in Hilda Henry. Hilda, congratulations on winning the championship. How did you feel standing before people and presenting your arguments during the debate?
Hello, my name is Hilda Henry, a primary six pupil from Train Up a Child Kindergarten, primary and secondary school. At first, I was nervous, but I reminded myself that I was speaking not just for myself, but for other children. The training from the Teachers Association practice helped me build confidence. I focused on my message rather than fear, and that helped me stay calm. Standing before national leaders motivated me even more because I felt my voice mattered and it will really be heard.
Wow. And if you continue with this confidence, I mean, there's a lot in the future. So was this your first experience speaking before such an audience?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And what did you take home after that experience?
I really learned public speaking. Now I can express myself without fearing.
Okay, I can see you're very relaxed. Right. So do you have debate clubs in your school? Like, how are you being nurtured into this craft?
Yeah. So, well, we have been participating and that helped me so much. It also gave me that confidence. And when we went for the first round of the debate competition, I saw it. It was just something simple.
Really? Yes. No wonder you bashed it. So how did you prepare for that particular event?
So my teachers helped me to prepare for it. They gave me the point of argument to base my points on. And they encouraged me really not to have that fear.
Right. So what was your point of argument?
My point of... There were different motions.
So which one stood out for you and which one did you take on?
The one I took home.
You don't remember. It's all right.
All right. Let's bring in the teacher, Stephen Cancer. What kind of preparation did the pupils go through before the competition?
Oh, well, thank you. I'm Stephen Cancer from Train Up a Child. I may just go straight to the methodologies or the preparation that we had. First of all, we trained the learners or the pupils and the teachers on debating skills, whereby we also gave them educational support and some institutional support. The school was able to make some provision of some items to the participants and, in fact, the pupils, like the bursaries. Some are, of course, undergoing that. And we were able to give some awards to the best participants in the school. We also keep topics relevant to the level of the learners or the pupils, whereby it could really motivate them in all the angles. So they were able to feel more motivated of participating, in fact, for more motions and so on.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And because our time is running out, I would love to hear more from Hilda Henry. So, Hilda, what message do you have for the young lads out there who are listening to you about, you know, bracing themselves? Because speaking in front of people is actually a scary thing if you think about it.
So I will advise them not to fear. I know that speaking in front of people is not that easy, but it really teaches us very many things. Confidence, public speaking, as they say, practice makes it perfect.
Right. And apart from reading your books, what else do you like doing in your free time?
I like reading news.
Okay.
I like crafting.
Newspapers, you mean?
Pardon?
Newspapers, you
yes.
mean? Okay. You like crafting?
Yeah.
What are the things that you do craft?
I weave baskets.
Wow.
I make dolls. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for the time. Maybe I'll give each one of you maybe 30 seconds to give us your final remarks on this championship. Are there any other activities such as this in the pipelines that you would love to tell us? I'll start with you, Atim.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much. We still have a lot of activities in the pipeline. We're planning to have a marketplace. And we're looking at all the education partners and different sponsors coming to showcase what they do, especially around education. We're also having a mission week where we'll be having people of influence coming to talk to children, so to inspire them. And we're looking forward to having more children corner and also having public debates for children and many more.
Right.
Yeah.
And Conrad?
Yes. I'll talk of on inclusivity. I call upon our teachers, our parents, and mentors to give chance to these children, most especially in on public speaking, participation, and also give them chance to make decisions in case of anything.
Right.
Another thing, I'll talk of. I will thank the sponsors that stood with us during this. This program, it was self-funded. It wasn't that okay.
Mm.
But some of sponsors like Span Nile, Blue Nile, and Life Water, they stood with us, giving us water for the children.
Right.
I thank you so much on behalf of Hold the Child.
Thank you. Mm. And finally, Mr. Stephen.
I really feel so much of a pleasure to me because... The organization has really made us to be known, and I've seen that our learners or the school at large is proud to have me here on behalf of the entire teachers in South Sudan, and really it's a pleasure.
Right. Yeah. Mr. Stephen Kansa, Mulati, Conrad, Annette, Atim, and Hilda Henry, thank you so much for your time. And of course, we also take the opportunity to congratulate you, Hilda. Continue dreaming big because your dreams are valid. All right. And that leaves us with only 7 minutes to the top of the hour. A very good morning. This is where the nation's big conversations begin. Every morning, Kuletu Junior Debate Championship has shown how powerful children's voices can be when they are given the right platform. And through debate, pupils are not only learning how to speak, but also how to think, listen, lead, and take part in national conversations.